A thing that mankind finds challenging is rapid change with no let up. Week by week, we are subject to new rules, regulations, new virus strains, new ideas for global control of our lives. If you would have said to me a year ago, you would be required to wear a mask if you go to the shops, of the threat of arrest if you don't comply, or you would not be allowed to visit your family and friends over Christmas, I might have labelled you a conspiracy theorist. But the thing I find difficult is that we are just constantly subjected to new change, and it's almost impossible to keep up with developments. You know, if it's a moving target, then civilizations cannot really self-organize to combat potential threats. Democracy doesn't really matter when international organizations can get together and to create new rules, regulations, potentially vaccine passports. Democracy over 4 or 5 years does not give us, the little man, time to respond. And the little man cannot understand potential implications of new vaccines that are developed. mRNA, DNA, most people that have done biology will understand potential implications of these types of virus vaccines. I myself tried to read one of the papers published by the European Union on analysis of the mRNA vaccine by Pfizer. It's 140 pages long. I got about 40 pages into it and I realized I almost need a PhD to understand its contents. But that said, I am glad that we have vaccines, because it's an opportunity for hope. But I'm one of the people that would rather wait and see what effects the vaccine has on other people before I would take it myself. It's just my personal opinion and right to choose. But I am concerned of vaccine discrimination, which would be you're restricted from travelling if you have not the said virus vaccine. And I will be very, very sad if a country says that my virus vaccines are mandatory. What does that actually mean, virus vaccines are mandatory? Well, the worst case scenario, somebody comes to your door, probably a group of police. They will grab you, take you to a detention center and inject you with this vaccine. That's the extreme case, and I don't think it would come to that, but it may involve fines or ongoing fines. I personally would not accept that in my country of living. Remains to be seen, though, what the people will accept. But like the UK recently said, they will not do mandatory vaccines. One thing that is clear to me, though, is that vaccines are a cause of division. And division is a cause of opportunity for those who would theoretically be against the little man. And when I say the little man, I mean the person that is concentrated on their standard of life, their family, concerned with a circle of friends, their work, and just want to live a happy, simple life. That for me is a little man. I would class myself as a little man. But as time goes on, we see more and more people that would use the words like opportunity, or even the Great Reset, when it comes to talking about the outcome of this vaccine and the lockdowns. Good for Mother Nature because of the less travel and emissions. These are not the words of the little man. And as we look at the emotion between the pro-vaccines and the anti-vaccines, I will say I probably err on the side of more anti-vaccine. I've been called out by some of my friends I trust, so I'm trying to take a more neutral ground. but it's hard. But this division between pro and against takes away from the structure and our unity to function together for the benefit of our common good, versus the few who might take opportunity for their own benefit. We also see the great concern of America between the so-called left and the right, tribalism between the two camps, which is making the dial slide closer from peace to civil war. But if you take the little man on both sides of those camps, you'll find that the lives are quite similar. But this imaginary tribalism, potentially brought on by controlling factors, controlling people, is very concerning, because we have layers of division now. We have the vaccine division, we have the lockdown division, we have our, you know, left and right division, whether it's America or probably most pronounced in America, but we're seeing also flavors in Europe. You know, we as a people need to be united in purpose. And the little man cannot really come against any potential elites, so-called elites, trying to form their own plans with our division. And that's what concerns me the most, is that we are so divided that this globalist elite that the conspiracy theorists would say are there would be able to, you know, ramp up their agenda to the next level. So are we seeing any signs of this today? Well, recently a businessman that I really respect came in sync with one of my ideas about just the shock. I'm shocked I am with what happened with Parler. You know, I don't have a Parler account. I don't need one. I don't really care about the platform because I find that I can express most of my thoughts on the various platforms that I use, like LinkedIn and my podcast. So, you know, having a platform specific for free speech, for me, it's not needed. But the principle is there, is that these large companies, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, have basically taken down this platform, Parler. Now, the Parler was allegedly taken down because there was a few violent comments, maybe a hundred, few hundred, maybe a few thousand. But, you know, Parler has millions of users, and it's very possible that they didn't have enough staff to cover the expenses for all the moderation at that time, and there was a lot of traffic between then, the election, and now. So we don't know all the facts, but it's very concerning what's going on with what happened with Parler. And the fact that these large companies were so bold enough to take down a platform that's labelled free speech, while Twitter is allowed to have many comments calling for the killing of Trump. If you read some of Trump's tweets, you'll see the shocking language that many individuals use. Why does not Twitter ban those accounts, or take itself down, or add more moderation? It's very worrying times around when it comes to the control these companies have. So what advice would I give to the little man? Basically, you need to maintain your relationships with your close friends around you, and there's fine opportunities to just keep in touch and strengthen those bonds that unite us. Don't just zombie out on Netflix or computer games. Don't become an individual isolated, because if there are global elites powers against us, then if we are so isolated, then we will be able to do nothing. But in our unity, we will stand strong. Stay strong and stand with 50 close friends around you. Keep in touch as much as you can. Keep your eyes open. In groups of 50 people, we'll have leaders among you. And those leaders among you can keep in touch with 50 leaders, with leaders from other groups. And a people that are divided both mentally and physically will always be able to be mal-controlled. But if we're strong together, then there are more safeties. That's all I really want to share this week. I want to thank you, my listener, for joining me today. And I will see you soon on the Influencers Cafe. Bye-bye.